Do you remember a few weeks ago on Sunday when Jesus said, "Amen, I tell you, I've not come to bring peace but division"? That interesting gospel about setting the earth on fire. Well, here's one example of how that works. Jesus meets this man who's possessed by a demon, and he divides out what should not be there. He gets rid of this demonic affliction. He cuts it away, he divides it, not to harm the man, but to bring him back to wholeness. Jesus does this many, many times in the scriptures, especially with the demons. He casts out evil. And it's often when someone comes into close physical proximity with Jesus. Sometimes people know someone's possessed. Like the Gerasene demoniac, people know he lives on the outskirts of town. Sometimes it's people who all of a sudden begin to manifest this agitation, this anger, and the demon even speaks today. But Jesus says, "Be quiet, come out of him," and he leaves without harming the man. And the people glorify God. It's because the man begins to become close to Jesus that the trouble rises up, but yet Jesus has the last word. Jesus delivers, Jesus heals, Jesus protects this man. In our lives too, when we come closer to Jesus, or when we begin to live the gospel in a fuller way, sometimes things come up that are not of God. Either temptation in our lives, or even obstacles and barriers to the work of the Lord. Sometimes it feels like entering into chaos. Like, what is going on? My life used to be more like normal, and now that I'm trying to do this thing for God, why all of a sudden is this this voice coming up in me and this agitation? It's because there's a real spiritual dynamic to living for Jesus. Now, it's not to say that whenever we encounter problems in our life, we can assume that the devil is working against us. It's not that easy. But it's just something to be aware of. That when we as individuals, as a community, live for God, there will be a power that resists that. The key is not to be afraid. The key is not to try and just take control over it. The key is simply to let all things be in relation to Jesus. Taking our hearts to the Lord in prayer. Asking God to protect us in our holy work. Seeking the peace of the Holy Spirit that leads us. Because Jesus has all authority over heaven and over earth, over my soul, over my life. And so as Christians who believe in the power of God, let us always remember that Jesus will divide out from us what should not be there. He divides out what is evil or what takes us away from God. He will make us whole. The key is to be able to hand over everything in a spirit of surrender and trust to God. Even saying, "Lord, this is too much for me. Lord, I'm trying to do good for you, but I don't know how to go forward. But Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, speak your word of authority in my life. Jesus, heal me. Jesus, heal us. And bring us closer and closer to you."